up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Wow, would you look at that? Here's another stack of polka records sitting here. My mission, play them, as you probably suspected. Well, welcome to another round of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Back to do it again for another week. Beautiful, sunshiny day here in northern Minnesota, anyway. I don't know what it's doing where you're at, but where I'm at right now, it's looking pretty fabulous. Glad you're along for another show. Let's start out with Polka Dynamite. Ooh, sounds kind of edgy, doesn't it? Here's the Pennsylvania Polka.
We'll be right back.
And there you go, a little Pennsylvania polka from Polka Dynamite here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, back for another week, believe it or not, despite all the odds. Man, I'm telling you what, my shoulder is recovering fabulously over the last week or several days. Man, oh man, last night I slept in the bed the whole night for the first time in 2 months. Because I didn't feel the need to get up around midnight and go down to the recliner and put an ice pack on my shoulder. So I was very happy about that. And this is hard to explain, but when you have a surgery that kind of restricts your movement and causes pain, there's a lot of things that you do every day that are no big deal until suddenly you can't do them anymore. And one of those things when I'm in the other radio studio is there's a turntable that is to my right and back behind me, okay? And I can stay on the microphone like I am now, and I could always reach behind me and reach the switch and start that turntable. You can't see that I'm acting that out right now, but I am. It's not in this studio. It's in another studio. And after my shoulder surgery, I couldn't even come close to starting that turntable. And to play a record, I would have had to go off microphone like this and tell people, I'm back here starting the turntable, and then come back up here, see. And a couple of days ago, I had to play a record, and I reached back and started it out of habit. What's been happening for 2 months is I reach back to start out of habit, and I get about halfway there, and I go, ow, damn it. And I stop. And a couple of days ago, I reached back and started the record and didn't even realize that I could do it. And about an hour later, I'm like, I just played that record and I didn't have to turn around. So recovery does happen. And physical therapy is some sort of bizarre miracle. I don't know. That guy knows secret stuff that I do not understand. Anyway, how about the clarinet polka played on the trumpet? Why don't they change it to the trumpet polka on the record then? I don't know. Lee Greco. On Tim Zumpa Hour. The clarinet polka, you obviously knew that. Lee Greco, and they're playing it on the trumpet. And you hear that a lot. You hear a guy do it on the accordion, and it's still the clarinet polka. I don't know. It's kind of weird, but that is Bobby Andrews on trumpet, it says on the record. So there you have it. Let's give the man some credit, shall we? How many Lil Wallies do you have in your cabinet? Oh, about 10 million. It's like Six Fat Dutchmen or like Whoopi John. Anytime I reach into the German section and pull out a record, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be Whoopi John record. And when I reach into the Polish section to grab a record, probably 5 times out of 10, it's going to be a Lil Wally record. That's all right, though. I normally play the Hot Pants song on the other side, but we're going to play this side today. And this one, Mr. Wally claims himself that he is Mr. Happiness. Says so right on the record. Here's Lil Wally and Take Me, Baby, on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Thank you. makes no difference. Any place on earth will do. Think of me, baby, don't say maybe, 'cause I'm so in love with you.
Yeah.
I'm so happy when you're near me. Take me, never let me go. North, south, east, west, whichever is best, for I'll be happy, I know. On earth will do.
Yeah.
Take me, baby.
Take me, baby.
Don't say maybe, 'cause I'm so in love with you.
I love you twice.
I'm so happy when you're near me. Take me, never let me go. North, south, east, west, whichever is best, for I'll be happy, I know.
There you go, a little Mr. Happiness for you, little Wally, and Take Me Baby here on Tim Zumba Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and I see that. I feel kind of dirty, you know what I mean? Ooh, my goodness. Anyway, we have, Johnny Menko and the orchestra coming up in a second, but before that, let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum, shall we? And invite you to check them out. Anybody who's got the gumption to load up 1,400 accordions and put them all in one place deserves a visit from any one of us, don't you think? Because that's about what they have there, along with a whole bunch of other stuff. Research materials, paperwork, history, doodads, bric-a-brac, I don't know. A lot of stuff. Concert hall. They got the Accordion Technician Repair School. You need to check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. Be advised that during the winter, the hours are kind of weird. So if you plan on going there, give them a call or send them an email. And be sure that they can accommodate you and or your group. They'd love it if you brought a whole bus of people, I bet. So check them out. You can look around a lot online. Take a lot of the displays and whatnot, too. A lot of photos. Worldofaccordions.org is where you find them. All right. Johnny Menko and the orchestra. This one doesn't come around very often. This is called At Mike's Wedding.
Thank you.
Well, there you go, man. You tell that's an oldie but a goodie just by all the scratches on that record. That's got a few miles on it. Johnny Menko and the orchestra there at Mike's wedding here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Believe it or not, this happens every darn week. Yeah, and you can get requests on, make dedications, whatever you want to do. If you want to make a request or do a dedication, there are many ways you can do it, too. You can phone or text. All right, you have to leave a text message or you can leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. All right, 218-259-2985. That doesn't work for you. Send an email to oompahour@aol.com. That's just oompahour. That's two oohs and a pa. Hour, all one word, at AOL.com. Or we're on Facebook, too. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of that should work out for you. All right? Don Peachy and the orchestra out of Burnett, Wisconsin. It's the No-No Polka. There you go, Don Peachy and the band there. The No-No Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Thrilled as heck, pleased as punch to be back again for another week. By the way, in case you're counting, program number 459. What was I thinking when I started this thing, huh? Coming up here in a little bit, we're going to have our official 78 RPM record here at least once during the course of each show. We try to play at least one old shellac 78. And, good Elmer Scheid record coming up here in a little bit. Anyway, so, I was distracted there for just a moment. So anyway, yeah, we'll have our 78 of the week coming up here in just a little bit. So it's a Whoopi John 78. I'm trying to look up on the internet and find out how old it is. And it looks like it's going to be 1930. But we'll find out. I'll see if I can get that all figured out. We'll listen to the Eddie Wojcik Orchestra doing the Bartender Polka.
Money gets you drunk and then he throws you out. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Hey! friends. When I ask him for a drink, that's where friendship ends. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
One for the road, he says you had your share. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
They call him Jolly Jack. You buy and buy and buy and buy. He never buys one back. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Hey!
There you go, Eddie Wojcik's orchestra there, and the bartender song there. Is he a man, or is he a mouse? I don't know. If he's a mouse, he couldn't reach the tap. That's all I know. Now, I told you we were going to do this, and I double-checked this. Back to 1930 for this one, on Vocalion Records, as a matter of fact. Whoopi John and the orchestra, and you probably know the song, but you may not know the 1930 version. Here's the Tinker Polka on Tim Zupa Hour. Stop, think about it now. That record's 92 years old. You tell me your MP3s and stuff in your computer are going to work 92 years from now. I don't think so. That's the Tinker Polka. That's Whoopi John here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. That was our official shellac record, our official 78 for the week here on the show. Well, as long as we're keeping it German style, let's, shall we? Two in a row would be keeping it German style, right? Elmer Scheid and his band, it's the Three Yanks Polka. Elmer Scheid and his band there. That's the Three Yanks Polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Happens every week, you know. So wherever you happen to be listening to this show, whether you're listening to a broadcast radio station or a stream or a webcast or a podcast or a, I don't know, there's all kinds of casts out there nowadays. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to let the people at the radio station or wherever you happen to be listening to the show that you're digging it and you appreciate all the stuff they do, whether it's this show or a vast array of shows you listen to on any given station or web stream or web station, I guess I should say. I don't know, because they don't get as much feedback as you might think they do. So drop them an email or something, or shoot a flare over something. That'll wake them up. Anyway, let's do a Gene Guisdala and the orchestra. Everybody, polka hop. All right, there you have it. Gene Guasdala and the orchestra, everybody. Polka Hop here on Tim's Oompa Hour. I got to get to work here because I haven't found our waltz for this week yet. I better get on that because we always have a waltz in every show. So I'm going to see what I can do in that department. While I'm doing that, you can listen to the Brass Works. Here's Daisies for You. The Brass Works, Daisies for You here on Tim's Oompa Hour. How the heck you doing this week? Man, it's been pretty good around here. Not too much shoveling over the last couple of weeks. We kind of lucked out. Other parts of the state got bunches of snow, but up this way we did okay. Not gonna complain about that, I guess. Hey, I told you I'd find a waltz. I did. I don't think this one's made it on the show before, actually. Here's the Gary Kent Orchestra and the Morning Glow Waltz.
I saw the evening star. When I see a smile, I know you're prettier by far. I saw the mountain range. I saw the shining sea.
You have it there. That's the Gary Kent Orchestra and the Morning Glow Waltz here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show that's on Visions of Sound Records out of Minneapolis. Yeah, that's what it says right on it there. You don't see that label very often on the Oompa Hour or anywhere else for that matter. Let's do one from Bernie Roberts and the orchestra. This one doesn't come around too often either. And normally I see Bernie Roberts on little independent record labels. This one's on Decca, though. It's the Rockin' Rhythm Polka. Bernie Roberts sounds like rock and rhythm to me, huh? Here at Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Got to keep an eye on that clock here. I have a tendency to start digging through the records and then forget where I'm at. The next thing you know, wham, we're out of time, but we're good for a little bit here, so hang on. Now, this song is especially appropriate to people who live in northern climes, like the people, I don't know, do you have potholes in, like, Florida? I know we got some folks down in Florida listening to the show. I know we got some folks down in Texas. You guys have potholes down there? We get them real bad up north or any place where it snows. Because what happens is water gets in the cracks in the streets. And then, like, if it gets below freezing at night, it freezes and the water expands and it busts the streets and the sidewalks and it creates potholes. And then you put some cars rolling over them and you got some trucks going on there and et cetera, et cetera. And anybody who lives in a state where potholes happen insist that they have the worst potholes of anybody. I've seen pictures of streets where like an entire car had gone into a pothole. Anyway, this is Marta Miskovich. And our car does the pothole polka. And for the record, they're from Pennsylvania. And I'm sure they have potholes there too. But no one's got them worse than northern Minnesota. No way.
Dicen tú de left, dicen tú de right, adquieren y menet, we drove out of sight. But close to vegan, and deeper each day, I'll tie as a fly, but the rims are okay. I'll cock into the park, oh, polka, you want to see, it isn't easy. I'll cock into the park, oh, polka, and scares the air right out of me. It's hard to see Paco whenever it rains. This will at the rock cruise and just call the names. Our heads hit the roof, so I jam on the brakes. Sometimes we go airborne, if that's what it takes. Our car can do the part, oh, polka. You have to see, it isn't easy. Our car just does the part, oh, polka. And scares the air right out of me.
Our car does the pothole polka, Marta Miskiewicz. And, yeah, from Pennsylvania here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. How about a second waltz? Could you deal with two waltzes in one show? I mean, it has happened before. I always promise you at least one. I got the Ellinger Combo on Guide Records out of Texas. And I don't have a lot of records by these folks, or from Texas, for that matter. If you're listening to Texas, somebody go clean out the attic and send me your old records, all right? If they're not getting played, if you're playing them, for Pete's sake, you know, turn them up and enjoy. So I thought we'd do a waltz on Guide Records out of Texas with the Ellinger Combo. And I don't think this one's ever been on the show before either. When We Parted. Here you go.
The same shell as a bar, built across in each arm. The same shell as a bar, built across in each arm. Copper sea, bamboye cross, el di semil, cobi provo gilne. Na posle ka persi va vo je hra zeldi senil to vi provo gilne a ne zužina posle an dulko moja maži mi je rada an Dulko moja, máš li mě rada, přijď si ke mně do komůrky, líbáme se v pilkine, a nezužina posle. Či cikem je do komu, kili vame se u postilkine, a nezužina posle.
There you have it there, the Ellinger combo, or Ellinger combo, Ellinger combo. Not sure on that, but one way or the other, that is the When We Parted Waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Time for probably a couple of more tunes here, as I got to keep my eyeballs on the old clock here, so stand by. Eddie Zima, coming your way in a minute.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I promise you, Eddie Zima, let's do it. It's the Joker Polka. All right, there you go. That's Eddie Zeman and the orchestra. That is the Joker Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. How are things shaking out here time-wise? I don't know. We're going to see how it goes here. How about the Taproom Polka? Got the Six Fat Dutchman.
Bartender, bartender, step on the gas and tap, tap, tap another keg of beer. Bartender, bartender, fill up my glass and do the same for everybody here. 'Cause when I drink, everybody drinks, and when I pay, everybody pays. So here's good luck 100,000 ways. Here's to you and you and you, and here's to happy days. Bartender, bartender, you rate a cheer. So tap, tap, tap another keg of beer. Drink, everybody drinks, and when I pay, everybody pays. So here's good luck 100,000 ways. Here's to you and you and you, and here's to happy days.
There you have it, the Six Fat Dutchman. That is the Taproom Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. That is your old-time oldie show, and the old clock on the wall says that's about what time I start thinking about shutting up and wrapping things up here. So I guess I'll do that, start stacking up records for next week, because we got plenty more to play here in the old Oompa Hour, so same place next time, okay?
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.